Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, everyone. That was The Words You Cannot Say, a poem written by Jay Hatter, and then the singer and writer of the music is Shout Even Shy, The Words You Cannot Say. This is Deborah Lee, and you are listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a group sponsored by the poet A.P. Taylor, and we hang out at allpoetry.com. It's one of the largest sites out there, free to join. If you join or are already a member, you can find us under the group tab, A Team of Voices, and I'll meet you at the door. We have amazing writers from all over the world. We have listeners in 77 countries. Love that number. And we'd love to hear from you. You can call in to participate at 1-646-668-2837. Again, that's 1-646-668-2837. And we share the links to the poems that you'll hear on the shows on the chat wall in our group. And we have different topics nightly and different hosts and always a good time with great people, including my amazing board, who I'm going to start. Okay, I'm going to just take them right in order here. I have our sponsor, the aforementioned A.P. Taylor. Hey, A.P., glad you're here. Shocked to see you there. I know you're out and about.
I'm here. I'm sitting outside the terminal in Sydney. So I'm just going to mute myself because the planes are going off and the cars and buses are coming in. But apart from that, nothing's happened.
Okay, cool. Well, like I said, glad you're here. And right behind him is my big brother, Hatter, another one of our board members. Hey, Hatter, glad you're here.
Hey, hey. Yeah, made it.
And our fourth and most beautiful board member, Miss Sweet Pea. Hey, Sweet, glad you're here.
Oh, my goodness, thank you.
And right behind her is none other than Mr. Wayne Gent. Hey, Wayne, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hello, folks. Glad to be here.
And let's see, might this be Irish Rose? Let's see. Hello, caller at 707. Who am I speaking to?
This is Gwen, Irish Rose.
Hello, glad you're here.
Thank you.
Glad to hear from everyone. Now, AP, you have to let me know. I know you're probably just on your lunch break between meetings. Is it quiet enough to read first?
Yeah, I think I've done my meetings. I'm now back at the airport, so fingers crossed I can get on an earlier flight and go from there. But, all good. We can read now. Yes.
Okay. Yours is on the board, so show us what you got.
Okay. Well, this is from last night, from my room in Sydney. This is from a hotel window. Goes a bit like this. The brightest of embers trip in deep ripples, navy and offset as pulled by distant seas. Orange gathers drawn in tight stipples. Still the echoes of lemon our eyes sees. Drawn to a fine glow upon fleeing skies, furtive in form, this will be a display brief. Clouds of anger from the day in disguise upon eve shimmying, erstwhile the sea. Shards darken, then contort into amber opal tones, they peek inside pink grains. Tenor pitch turns, a bass voice in timbre, artist brush lightens on voices strains. Finally, this yellow is ground far away within indigo oceans guided by a moon, until morn appears within syrupy array, gold colours of a new day, typically hued. End poem.
Gorgeous, filled with some amazing colors. It's a beautiful picture out that window there. I think it was just today that Sweet and I were talking about how much color everyone's using, and I think she did mention you that it's like so much color everywhere. It makes me smile because I see more and more people using their crayon boxes, so that's very cool. But my goodness, shards darken then contort into amber. I love the thought of the contortion there. And the last stanza is very beautiful. Finally, this yellow is drowned far away within indigo oceans guided by a moon until morn appears with syrupy array, gold colors of a new day vividly hewn. It's a beautiful ending to the poem and all the colors and the sun itself, the view. And I don't know what that centerpiece is, but I kind of like it. Is that a water container with a glass on top? Totally off topic, I'm sorry, but I couldn't help myself. But this is beautiful. Let me get you some comments.
Yes, it is, Jeff. That's exactly what it is. It's a glass, amber glass, water container with a tumbler. Yes.
Love it. I think it's so cute. Anyway, I don't know why it caught my attention, but it did. I really, really like it. Now that I got past the beautiful sun there, Nicole. Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, I like it. AP, is that rise or set? Is that sunset?
That is sunset, Hatter. Yes, sunset. Yes. I was looking west.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't able to follow. I was playing catch-up, so I wasn't able to follow, but I like how you described it all when I got there. I'm sorry, Eki. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. My sweet, what do you think?
Well, first off, I have to get past the part of not being jealous of where you are to tell you how wonderful your words come together. My goodness, how beautiful is that? Just sitting there in awe of that beauty and that serenity and all of that. But you take that beauty and you literally bring it into a painting of words and make us just kind of all come together. I really love, and I even, you know, bring in that breath when you go, that clouds of anger from the day in disguise upon Eve shimmering, erstwhile the thief. Because how can you be full of anything and just kind of take that breath and let it go? Because that's serenity, that's beauty, that's the moment, just that moment in that time where you can take a breath and go, okay, this is peace. And then you go back to the rest of the BS in your life, because that is a moment of peace.
Thank you, Arshas.
Great comment. Wayne, would you like to comment?
Sure. Yeah, I read this before the show started, and I got a little tongue-tied to read it. You got great vocabulary here. I can talk anyway, but I was trying to kind of read out loud. I couldn't get tongue-tied. Nice poem, and I like it. And it's well balanced. I like the yellow is down far away. It's a little different. And I like where you said the morning appeared with a soapy ray. I never heard that before, a soapy ray. That's pretty cool. Great read, and good luck on your trip. Have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. I'm just watching 737s go up on runway 3. So they're not quite as noisy on the main runway, but noisy. So my apologies.
Good luck. Good trip. Have a good time on trip.
Thank you.
Well, your phone must have a pretty good filter, because I'm not really hearing too much noise. Irish Rose, what do you think?
Oh, I really enjoyed this poem. First of all, I want to say how I love the flow of it. I love the way it flows into itself from line to line. That was beautiful language. And I love the end rhyme schemes that you have here. Ripples, stipples, seas, skies, disguise, brief, thief, but all the way through, and it was just consistent. And it really, really made a difference in the way that the thing just completely flowed, and beautiful job. Enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Awesome comments, everybody, and AP, safe flight. Thrilled you were able
Thank
to.
You. Thank you.
And before you did your liftoff, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, no problems at all. That was just the A330 going up. They go up very low. Anyway, okie doke. Thanks, everybody. Talk soon.
Bye, AP.
Bye.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Okay, if you would click on the board, I posted Titus's poem, because sometimes he's there and I want to let him go to bed in his neck of the world. Okay, do you see it, Hatter?
Yeah, I got it.
Cool. Okay, everyone, here, I guess it helps if I refresh the studio. I had obviously never done put them in, but here he comes.
A yellow feathered soft moonlight. Yellow feathered figure midst of the dark, was she to serenade the darkest man? No depth of meaning, though seeking the spark which lit no end of feeling further than the point which lit the dark a single need. Love fed him words, the parting gift, if not with each word read his love would feed. How faith filled it bestowed him to the sot. Unselfish to the point it masquerade the gentle heart, the depth of so alone into a life, this strength of love inlaid. A scale to which unknown can be self-sown, to strengthen love, to change his night to day, did silken threads of mellow mist display.
Wow, what an amazing sonnet. Yellow feathered figure midst of the dark. Was she to serenade the darkest man? Something about that is absolutely breathtaking. Like, was she there to make me better, me in the position of the writer? And another part that stuck out was love fed him words, the painting gift, if not, with each word read, his love would be how faith filled it bestowed him to besought. This is absolutely gorgeous, and a sonnet is another thing that I don't find easy to write, and this is absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I would have never thought that a feather tip feather tip pen inspire such a gorgeous sonnet. And I was looking at the chorus above too, so I really like where he took this all the way through to that beautiful closing line. But I'll leave a couple in case somebody else would like to comment on them. But gorgeous work. Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate it. Sweet.
Yes. Can you come back to me real quick in a minute?
I sure can. Wayne, what do you think?
Keep hearing to hear music in the background. He's got a great poem, perfect rhyme. The read was dreamlike. Wonderful sonnet, great storyline. And I think Shakespeare will be proud. Great job.
Awesome comment. And Irish Rose, what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. It just was so rich. The language was so rich and had such a romantic full depth to it. It was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. And you're right, writing sonnets is not a piece of cake.
Right? And he does them like it's, you know, easy as pie, and I know it's not.
It probably is. I know. For him.
Or what you think.
Yeah, the way Tony writes, it throws me off. I have to go back and reread it. The first time through, although I'm following, I get mesmerized by the way he speaks, the old English, the accent. It just mesmerizes me. I can only pick out certain lines before I go back. A scale to which unknown can be self-sown. Yeah. Classes
awesome.
Up the place. Very good, very good. Titus.
Thank you, Hatter. And my sweet?
I love this sonnet. It definitely speaks to falling in love each time they meet, to take a man who doesn't think he'll ever love or want to love. And I love the line where he speaks of her feeding the darkest man, to sing the songs of love where he believes he has no meaning, no spark, and yet she manages to turn him, to feed him, to bring him passion with each word, with everything, and bestows all of this back to him. And I love, unselfish to the point he'd masquerade the gentle heart, the death of so alone, into her life the strength of love inlay. So just a few, you know, thoughts of someone being faithful and loving and continuing to, you know, sing and be there and make him believe, to take the darkest man and give him strength. This is very beautifully done through the power of word, through the power of song. And I love, you know, call it serendipity. And just three chance meetings, and a very dark man found an angel. So it's a beautiful sonnet of love and hope and light.
Fabulous comments. feet. Thank you very much. And let's see. How about I grab Wings and we can hear him read for us on his...
Yeah. Follow Tony, my silly poem. Got to follow Tony, my silly poem. I don't know. I'll be good. Here we go.
Here we go. When you say that, my brain says, uh-oh. So, here comes the audio.
This is called Yellow in 10 Syllables by Wayne Jent. Yes, I'm yelling about being yellow. I'm a cute, happy, big-eyed fellow. I'm a cool corn cob, yellow squash kind of guy. Yellow sunlight puts water in my eye. I don't cross yellow lines in my auto. Ear looks like a yellow banana, I know. I may be yellow, but I'm not afraid. I have the yellow brick road to get laid. Mellow yellow is what I like to drink. When my milk turns yellow, it starts to stink. My lemons are yellow. My limes are green. Oh, Yellow is a movie I have seen. Yellow River is in China somewhere. If you have yellow fever, don't come near. But the boy's pee was yellow in the swimming pool. I think yellow yield sign is so cool. The yellow canary answered the phone. A yellow catfish lives somewhere alone. My butter's yellow, smooth and creamy. My girlfriend with yellow skin is dreamy. No yellow ribbon to tie to a tree. Yellow rhyme was hello. How can that be? Nothing is prettier than yellow gold. Yellow is a famous show, I'm told. Ian?
Wayne, it's a good thing I was muted because a couple of times I burst into this loud laughter. This was so cool. And there's this easygoing mellowness to the slight jazzy tones in the background. And then we have stuff like, of course I'm going to start with the one that really cracked me up. Wayne, there is no P in the ool. Don't you know that? But I mean, so many places. I helped the yellow brick road to get laid. That was really cool. And where was the? There was a stinky drink.
Milk.
Oh, where is it?
Milk.
So many
milk
times. I guess yellow squash kind of guy. I'm not a squash kind of gal, but it was very cool anyway. Out here, this milk yellow is what I like to drink. When my milk turns yellow, it starts to stink. Well, yeah, your first clue should have been that milk's supposed to be white. So, so many. This was. I really needed the laughter. Very cool. Thank you, Wayne. Sweet. Are you giggling?
Oh my God, I am giggling. I am kind of vomiting because sour milk makes me just cringe from toe to head. But mellow yellow is pretty cool. I've got some here on my counter. My son drinks that. I just can't bananas. I mean, it's like if you ever needed a trivia cheat sheet for yellow, print Wayne's poem out because there it is. It's right there. It's got yellow in it. I will say I'm very glad that you didn't say anything yellow crud sexy-wise because you were a good boy. And I appreciate that, but I was waiting for that to drop because yeast can get yellow, but you were perfect, and this is one of the best yellow poems I've ever heard. And you're funny as hell.
I recorded it in a free yellow submarine.
It was all yellow. Yeah, I loved it.
Great comment.
Thank you, Clay.
And Irish Rose.
Oh, I just love this, Wayne. This is really great. And the humor, you know, it's one of those poems that you can, like, read over and over and over. And you just keep smiling. It's just like, yeah, like yellow rhymes with hello. How can that be? Duh. It's like, it's great. I enjoyed it. Nothing prettier
than
yellow.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was great. Yeah, I love it. Good work here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Great comment. And Hatter?
No yellow snow.
I knew I was getting something.
All mad. Too obvious. Yeah, mellow yellow. Call me mellow yellow. Yeah, I laughed and smiled at the same time. I tried piecing something together like this, a little different, but same kind of thing. I failed miserably. You did a good job.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. So let's see. How about if I go and get the poem that Irish Rose brought with her, and she can read for us. So I'm grabbing that now. And how did yours come out? Or are you still working on it?
Yeah, if I could go work on it a little bit, it sucks. Let me go look at it again.
I was gonna say, cause tonight's show will be an hour, so I just didn't want you to not get to finish it.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't flatting on it. It was so bad. But I'll go take another look at it. I wrote two, believe it or not. Don't like either one.
And you like either one?
Let me piece it together. I'll be back.
You're a worse critic on you than we are, but okay. Irish Rose, will you please read for us?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. Okay, so this is called Spirits Nisa Sun, and it takes place in a place called Atchipalaya Deep, which is a swamp in the northern parts of Louisiana. And it's a real place, and so let's see how it goes. Again, poem. I have a little bit of backup here. Maybe if it comes on. All right, here we go. Okay. Begin poem. Tendrils of Spanish moss drape long on the tall, old wall cypress trees. Dust floats soft on the late day sun, caressing each limb, branch, and leaf. Heavily humid air, sticky wet, and afternoon heat, breeze of brackish swamp. Breaths of dark visions with the champier scene. Near the late evening, preening, stately, serene. And out of the light deep, where the spirits quietly retreat between shadows into the rooted bowed legs of doctor bamboo tree. They be watching with the slanty firefly eyes made of light, scalding depths of darkness, yellow bright, silently stalking their next meal. These ablazing, setting evening sun, they be waiting and watching, impatiently plotting death for the confused human being, sadly, long months, and that's just lie deep, where the late, late afternoon breeze turns the shouting human word. Distress is now heard, stammering, stuttering, stumbling, and the breeze dying in the cannibal sun, muffled and lost, as they fall into the wind and drown, disappearing in dead earth, where the voices are heard, spirits lost, in home.
That was stunning. Hold on a second. Let me let David in. Hello, Mr. D.W. Prophet. How are you?
Hi, Deb. I'm pretty good, I guess. I'm running a little bit behind schedule, so. But,
oh, well.
Yeah.
Better late than never is the saying, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I am just about to comment for Irish Rose on for this amazing home. Your details and descriptions here are absolutely awesome. I love tendrils of Spanish moss draped long, bald cypress tree. This picture reminds me of the stuff from the Winter Park, and this is the kind of beauty that you know they look for, at least like I do, when it can transport. Where's that? Silently stalking their next meal neath a blazing setting sun, evening sun, they be in waiting and watching, impatiently plotting death. And there's like a bit of suspense built up there for that confused human being paddling long lost. And how's it archipala deep? I mean, I think that this came out beautifully, and I appreciate it. And your voice has a hypnotic tone to it. I bet you you're an amazing bedtime story reader. You put the kids right out.
Thank you.
Dave, did you get to hear any of that?
No, I didn't. I just got on when you said hi. So I missed the whole thing. I just come up from the post office, and that's why I'm behind schedule.
Okay, well, no problem.
I did
not ask you before I – okay, so let me get a comment from Wayne, please.
Yes, this is this program has wonderful descriptions in it. When I was in the military, I lived in northern Louisiana, and you got the scene down perfect. Is it Swapson Error or something else? This is a cool poem I like to line where he said, stumbling on the breeze, dying in the cannibal sun. That's a lovely line. And this went all the way through, and you read it well, and good poem always. I enjoyed it. Great job.
Thank you.
Fabulous comment. And Mike, please.
This is excellent. I mean, I like it from top to bottom, but towards the end, you know, this is the winner. This is the woman that killed me in a very heated battle. So, I mean, I do love the way she writes about death. You know, maybe watching immediate, impatiently plotting death. You know, I love this stammering, stuttering, stumbling on breeze, dying. But yeah, I love that silently stalking their next meal neath the blazing sun. But they'd be waiting and watching impatiently, plotting death. That is just her style, her graciousness, her beauty. I love the way you write, Irish. I just truly do. And this is just a prime example of it. Just beautiful, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Did I just feel a little bit of leftover hostility from the Queen of the Hive there?
Oh, no hostility whatsoever. Just perfect right.
I'm teasing.
I know you.
It was a great battle. It was just glorious.
It was. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you guys would click on Sweet Pea's link that she put on the chat wall, she will show us what she's got.
Cool. All right. Hold on a second. I will get there.
I'm kidding. Where did it go?
I don't know where I went. That's the problem.
Hatter added his, so it's right above Hatter's.
Okay. Okay. The Flavist Queen, Apollo's lucid sunrise begrudged the presence of the Flavist Queen, bewitching the god of light to his knees, wooing with softness like wishes from dandelions. Her world thrived in peace and order. No enemies dare to attack the Queen Apollo adored. Fields of Croesus daffodils painted the lands. Castles overfilled with aurum coins. Her Croesus images placed in marble and stone. Apollo kept his love in a coward's heart. Sacrifice burned through his veins. Knowledge of his adoration would create her pain. Secrets were kept in pockets of teardrops. When loneliness betrayed, thunder and lightning raged. War started from the broken spirit of a god without his queen. This, he held his tongue, for in no book or poem will you find his betrayal, for he never said the name of the Flavis queen. End poem.
Well, you know, this was one of my, excuse me, one of my favorite photos. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I love the story that you spun for the Flavis queen, Apollo's luteous sunrise begrudged. There's a begrudged is a really great word, and it sets a tone. Bewitching the god of light to his knees. Only you, my sweet, would bewitch the god of light to his knees. That's brilliant. I like the wishes from Dandelion, and no enemies dared to attack the queen Apollo adored. You put so much story and detail into bringing this art to life and giving that queen a story. Secrets were kept in pockets of teardrops when loneliness betrayed thunder and lightning raid. And I could just keep still on the lines. This is badass, and I really, really love it. And you, as a matter of fact, but let me get you
Thank
some
you.
Comments. Two things. Mr. Storyteller Poet, how about if you comment first and then read the message I put on the chat wall for you?
Okay. This was great. Kind of reminds me of some of my storytelling of the Dark Mother. You did really good with this. I was impressed. It's a little bit more sophisticated than my work. But,
I don't know about that, but...
I thought this was really cool, Pam. You did a really fine job with it. It's beautiful the way it's written. Wow. Yeah, it's really super.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great comment. And Wayne, what do you think?
Well, I said the one poem, I like the line that we heard. Apollo kept his love in a coward's heart, sacrifice burns in his veins. Poem is freshly written, great descriptions, read perfectly. He's pretty rough on Apollo when he said he held his tongue for no book or poem he will find. That's another great line in this poem. You just get where you got great poems, and this is another good one. I enjoyed it a whole lot.
Thank you.
Fabulous comment. And Hatter? Wait a minute. I'll let you go last because you're the next reader. So let me get Irish Rose to comment for Sweet.
Oh, yeah, Sweets, I really like this. The imagery was really exciting. I liked the way it gave me this really old control feeling, and I thought, oh, this is so to the time frame. And I love the fields of crocus daffodils. That was kind of a surprise. And the arm coins were good, too, and the Chrysos images. So I thought, wow, I've never heard of those before. Have to put those in my tickle file. Very good. Very good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Awesome comment. And Hatter, comment for Sweet.
Yeah. What is that supposed to be? Is that Croesus? Croesus? Is that supposed to be Crocus?
No, it's not. It's Croesus. All of the in my author's notes, it shows the words I used, the Latin or Greek, for the colors of yellow, because I knew everybody else would use yellow. So I went a little old language.
We're digging. the other line Deb got, but I'm going to say it anyway. Secrets are kept in pockets of teardrops. So, you know, hey, right out of the machine right there. I like
Thank
this
you.
Idea.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Yeah,
everybody. And, sweetie, how much longer are you staying? Do you need to push your show?
I was planning on being here till the end, so.
Okay, then how
as
about
long
we'll
as
do
my,
all those together? Well, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to push my show anyway because as long as my dogs hold out, that's what I'm planning on. But we never
good
know
idea.
What's going to happen. So, my show is Thursday night. It is the, let's see, what am I doing Thursday night? It is Let Me Hear You Scream. I will just give you the rundown. It is, I have enjoyed the start of spring, the smell of flowers and sunny things, all the giggles that a smile brings. But my friend, it's been a while since I've heard you scream. So come and join me.
And you said it's dark.
I just love the way she writes her topics up. I do. She has
I love the scream part.
Even her rules. You, if you've never read her rules, you need to read how she words stuff. It's too cool. Okay. All right. On the board, Hatter, are you reading for yourself today?
Yeah, I'm going to try. My eye's really bad, but I'll try. You'll understand what I mean when you hear what's going on here. So it's Socrates. No, it's Socrates and Yellow Bees. And the picture I picked didn't really fit the story that I ended up with, so he just got in there looking. It goes like this. In peacetime, the names we call for friends indeed, one and all. High meant high, like in the skies, everyone understands. Yellow meant mellow and replaced the shaking of hands. Through the many color-filled days, there came a change in subtle ways. No greeting was said and meant as well. They we waved, all could tell. It started with not a simple hey, yellow Max, so easy to say. Yellow me, yellow you, soccer cheese, soccer blue. Back in cross, talks a lot, running backwards against the odds. Yellow shirts, yellow pants, yellow uncles, yellow ants. Soccer cheese and yellow bees, yellow puns, if you so please, just ask. A Mac, if he's offended, an ass attack he never intended. Yellow, it's me. We've been together for a long, long time. Remember that song? Hello, it's me. We've been together for a long, long time. Todd Rundgren? Was it Todd Rundgren? Todd Rundgren? Hello,
For some reason, I wanted to say Chicago, but I'm checking right now because I don't want to be.
You're thinking.
You're right. You are correct.
I'm getting
Mr.
stronger every day. What's
Todd
that?
Rundgren. Hello, it's me. It's 1972. And
strong. We get stronger every day. That's the song you're thinking of. Chicago.
Oh yeah, I guess it could be. But, Hatter, I thought this was cool, and it was in the same not style, variety type poem like Wayne. He went in a whole, all these different directions, cracking us up with different yellows and stuff, and you just took yellow on other journeys. Like, you said it started with Mac, a simple, hey, yellow Mac. So easy to say, yellow me, yellow. And I thought for a minute there you were going to go on a trip with some yellow mac and cheese or something. But like mac across talks a lot, but running backwards against all odds. Yellow shirts, yellow pants, yellow uncles, yellow aunts. For some reason that tickled me too. It made me giggle. Just ask a mac if he's offended an ass attack he never intended. Yellow, it's me.
By the way, that made me giggle a lot for various reasons.
Yellow, it's me. We've been together for a long, long time. So, yeah. See, Hatter, you always say it didn't come out. So we're not going to let him get away with not saying that anymore. Had her bittersweet. He had to go and get what he didn't think he liked, and let up. He did.
Yeah, but if you were left alone in a room with this poem, you wouldn't like it either.
I just know a yellow ass attack would be a bad thing.
Yeah.
You can tell I gave up with a Todd Rundgren chicken verse. It's there.
Yeah.
Got in there.
Speak. Go ahead and finish your comment. Or make your comment.
I was just saying, this made me giggle all the way through because I, too, was thinking yellow, orangey mac and cheese. And, you know, especially if you've been on the, you know, high meant high and the skies everyone understands. And, you know, that also goes with yellow mac and cheese. And if you were on that high, the way you waved, all could tell, absolutely. Yellow you and yellow me. Mac and Cross talks a lot, but they talk a little slower, like they are running backwards. Yellow shirts and yellow pants, that reminded me of MC Hammer. And yellow uncles and yellow aunts. That one was like, okay. Socrates and yellow bees, yell in puns if you please, and that just reminded me of Raconteur. But just ask Mac if he's offended, an ass attack, and I immediately, just a yellow ass attack just sent me in giggles all the way through. Yellow, it's me, we've been together a long, long time, and I just thought of the Beatles and you, and that was really sweet and personal. Because it was all yellow and a yellow submarine. But I thought it was great. I thought it was beautiful. So there you go.
Thank you. Oh, my friend,
cool comment. And Wayne, can you comment for Hatter?
Yes, I always like Hatter's internal rhyme and his flow in his poems. When he said yellow mic, I started writing down the yellow mic attack and nothing you lack when you're back in sack. Yeah, I like this. It's a great riddle, and it's a riddle and song. I like the yellow bees, yellow and the puns. So if you so please, that's good. That's got good rhyme in it, and it's humorous all the way through. I got some rhyme all the way through. This one's a great job. I liked it.
And I stayed out of the yellow snow too.
You need yellow snow tonight.
Yeah.
Great comment, and Iris Rose.
Oh, I really enjoyed this. This was so much fun. You know, I thought it was yellow me, yellow you, Socrates, soc le bleu. I thought that was so brilliant. I thought that was brilliant.
I just spell it that way.
Sacre bleu. I was ready for that, and soc le bleu. I thought, oh, that was so clever. And, yeah, so I enjoyed this. This was a hoot. Fun.
Thank you, Greg.
Good job.
Awesome. Awesome comment. And Dave, before you read yours, can you comment for Hatter?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. You know what? This one reminded me of a lot of different things. It had some lyrics in it that I recognized. I also don't know how many of you folks out there have ever read any Zap comic books. They were written by a guy and illustrated by a guy named R. Crumb. And he's from San Francisco, I think. He's just Looney Tunes. And there was a character in there that he invented, like I do. It was called the Checkered Pants Demon. And this demon ran around in these bib overalls that were yellow with black checkerboards on it. And so when Hatter started writing this stuff about yellow shirts and yellow pants, yellow uncles, yellow aunts, it reminded me so much of that. I really like this poem, and I thought it was great. It made me smile, made me laugh. It's really ingenious too, the way you put this together. So I'm just gonna have to tell you, this is one of your best, as far as I'm concerned.
thank you. Yeah, it all started on you say the hello, you say yellow. Done in Australia, that's what they go, yellow, mate. Yellow, Mac. Yellow.
That's awesome.
Great.
Comments, everybody. Thank you. And David, show us what you got.
Okay, well, this one is one I just grabbed, you know, off my page there. It's called Pretty Polly. And it's I wrote this several years ago, I think, for one of your shows, Deb. It's nose art that's on the these old piston engine warbirds, you know, and there's a gal sitting on the nose of this, looks like a P-38 Lightning, named they call her Pretty Polly. And so this is the way my poem goes. Polly, Pretty Polly, you got it about right. You've been riding the nose for the best part of last night, riding the front of my P-38, blonde nose art legs, my own private date. Mitsubishi Zeros beg for a look at those Yankee legs. Milk against OD Green, Polly calls them regegs. Her twin-tailed death machine under a writhing fuselage of 24-cylinder power, not exactly camouflage. She's my girlfriend of the hour, queen of those phallic nose guns, 450s and a 20mm. Her vampire bite's just begun. My Japanese Air Force eater. Hello, David, my man, Polly says to me. Honey, make me understand. Open my eyes that I may see. Her two-dimensional eyes, she's flat as a plate, dark and mysterious, mesmerized, looks at me to satiate. Her need for speed, she likes my hands. We make them bleed Lockheed's secret clans. Pretty Polly loves Kelly. She also loves me. A Johnson for Shelley, whining superchargers, banshees. Oh, David, give me some boost. Not naturally aspirated, breathing mechanically induced, she's two-dimensionally frustrated. Can't decide whether she loves the plane or me. She likes being off the tether, my nose art mistress, you see. I see her glowing in the moonlight, sitting out on the runway, her hips and legs a delicious sight. Her fork-tailed devil plays. We fly her around, the devil and I, her legs off the ground, her tush in the sky. At home.
Her tush in the sky. David, I wanted to point out that this one won the gold in 2018. That's pretty cool. Not that we need proof that we've known each other for quite a while, but
yeah.
And I like can't decide whether she loves the plane or me. She likes being off the tether. My nose art mistress, you see. I thought that was cool. And there was the hello, David, my man. And for a minute there, I'm thinking, oh, Dark Mother Brenn, I hear her calling him my man. It just, for some reason, it just struck me funny there. And her need for speed, she likes my hands. We make them bleed, Lockheed's secret clans. And I mean, you've always been the detailed storyteller, and you can take us to journeys all over the place. And I like I see her glowing in the moonlight, sitting out there on the runway, her hips and legs, delicious sight. Her fork-tailed devil plays. I like the fork-tailed devil. It came out really cool, and obviously I liked it because, as I said, it won the gold. And what's really bothering me right now is that usually when it's something from mine, I turn around and, I see, okay, it's a different, it's not from one. All right. Sometimes back in the day there, we used to trade, and this was obviously one of the times that we traded, and you won the gold from Pam and Rex. And Pam Ray is not the easiest one to win a gold from. Not saying that she's not fair, but she's tough. So congrats on that. And still, fun poem, fun read. I'm glad you brought it. And let me give you some comments. Let me start with Irish Rose this time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. It's the first time I've ever heard it read or read it. And I really like the way you personified the playing. And I think that it carried it really well through the whole description and the imagery as you went through your dialogue. It was really enjoyable. So, good job.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Gwen. I appreciate that.
great comment. And Wayne?
I think I like the airplane, and I think I like the girlfriend. She's pretty sexy with her fish up in the sky. I think she should go down for a landing and don't crash. And what is that? What is she riding the nose for most of the night mean in the first time? I thought when it started up, I thought you talk about the cocaine thing, or when you talk about the nose of the airplane. It's a good point.
No,
I enjoy it.
No, she's what they call nose art on the front end of the plane. That's why she's sitting up there so pretty.
Okay, nose art. Okay, that's what it is then. Okay, I started off, I was doing cocaine. Anyway, great job with Portland. Enjoy it all the way through. Good job.
Thank you.
Great comment. And Hatter?
Yeah, the P-38, the terrors in the sky, always flying high cover on a dive that were not matched, and the cannons they had on them were just incredible. Plane I would have wanted to be in if I had to fly into World War II. That's the plane I'd be in. You hit it on the nose. It was very good.
Thank you.
I caught most all the meanings. Yeah, sure.
Awesome comment. And my tweet.
Well, personally, I think the Dark Mother is going to be a little jealous. Can't be talking about other women like that, David.
I love
the imagery. I love the fantasy going on because, you know, all the guys back then, World War II and the airplanes, and even now, the pretty girl, the little bomber girls, they all have their stories to tell, and they personalize them, you know, just because they were those little lifesaver planes, and you know, it brought them the sense of Americana, and they are such a part of Americana now. And I like how you really told a story about who she was and what she was and made that personal. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Awesome comments, everyone. And let's see now. We have a recording from Gerald Green. And I am looking to put that on the board. There it is. You should find it right under the picture of AP's airplane view. And I will go push play in the studio.
Splash, written and read by Gerald Green. The four-year-old looked determined as she raised her left foot in the church parking lot while her grandmother made eye contact with me as I walked by. I observed that look of desperation adults have when children do things children do. Older people become more serious year by year. Maybe it's because they sense an end approaching. Or perhaps they've just lost the ability to enjoy little things. This grandparent left a communist country, came to America, and became a physician, who now faces patients every day, making her a serious person. I try to remember the last time I saw her smile in church. When I was in my 20s, a woman in her 90s pulled me aside in church and told me I didn't smile enough. At a time when I was climbing the corporate ladder and meditating on serious stuff. I've tried smiling when the stock market goes down. I've tried having fun doing things bursitis allows. I've tried playing in the sand at the beach, but those projects quickly become too serious. Fun has a way of morphing into narrow channels, directed by prudence on one hand and caution on the other. Risk changes from experimentation to red flags and sirens. The four-year-old's left leg paused momentarily and came crashing down as if powered by a spring, landing in a small puddle in the asphalt. The big splash was applauded by a giggle that made me smile and bring a look of confusion to her grandmother's eyes.
That's cute.
Yeah, I love the picture, the rain, the umbrella, the boots. I mean, it's very cute. And then we go to the four-year-old looked determined as she raised her left foot in the church parking lot while her grandmother made eye contact with me as I walked by. I observed that look of desperation adults have when children do things children do. You kind of get the feeling there that grandma was like wanting her to stay dry and come into church, and she was busy stomping her feet through the puddle, and that is just so cute. And I like where, where did it get? The grandparent left a communist country, came to America, and became a physician who now faces patients every day, making her a serious person. It touches on how we're molded by the things that go on around us. I try to remember the last time I saw her smile in church. When I was in my 20s, a woman in her 90s pulled me aside in church and told me I didn't smile enough at a time when I was climbing the corporate ladder of and meditating on serious stuff. And shoot, she sounds like me. I've been trying to get more people to smile more often. I still try all the time. It's like life's better when you smile. You got to find a reason to smile.
Yes.
There's always
yes.
one, you know, and it made me think of that there. I tried smiling when the stock market goes down. I've tried having fun things to do. Doing things bursitis allows. I've tried playing in the sand at the beach, but those projects quickly become too serious. Sometimes it does. You sit, especially if you sit down and try to make a sandcastle and the water in the tide dares to change before you're finished and comes and takes half your castle away. The least that tide could do is wait till you pack up and go home before it washes away all the fun of the day and sets it up for tomorrow. But towards the end there, the four-year-old's left leg paused momentarily and came crashing down as if powered by a spring, landing in a small puddle in the asphalt. And that made me giggle because, like, you know, that's what she was attempting to do all along, was to stomp that foot and splash a big puddle. And just imagine the innocent joy that she got out of stomping her feet in those puddles. This was very cool. I always look forward to seeing what kind of direction Gerald takes the art he chooses in. And I think that this one was very endearing. Great share.
That reminds me
you.
Of that picture.
Go ahead.
Quack, waddle, waddle. Quack, quack, waddle, waddle, walk like a duck or whatever. Have you seen that song? The girl's song. It was a McDonald's song. It was a McDonald's commercial. You guys, I figured, you guys don't know? Okay. I thought it was a girl, like a Girl Scout. And Bluebird or whatever you call them. Quack, quack, waddle, waddle. Quack like a duck. And you can fill in the last
California
one. That's the California thing, though. Never mind.
You're saying waddle, 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 but my head keeps doing the chicken dance, so I can't catch up with you.
I'll go Google it.
Irish Rose, what do you think?
That's waddle, waddle.
Irish, you talking to me? Mute button?
Yeah, she had to hang up. Dave, can you comment, please? David?
Oh, I'm sorry. This poem really reminded me of my sister. She was just kind of mischievous like that. And my mom gave her a pair of patent leather shoes one time. I think I told you guys this story once before, but I'll be real quick about it. My sister didn't like it, and it was an Easter Sunday, and Mom was still getting ready for church, and she said to me, she says, "Where's your sister at, David?" I said, "I don't know." And she said, "Well, go find her. Bring her in the house." I said, "Okay." So I go outside. Here's Lois dragging her feet upside down on the sidewalk. Well, you can imagine the surface of the sidewalk and what it did to patent leather shoes. You know, I don't know how many people know what patent leather is, but it's a real shiny black surface. It almost looks like it was painted on, probably was. And so I took her in the house, and my mother looked at her, and she says, what did you do to your shoes, Lois? And Lois says, I fell down. So anyway, when you were reading this, it just really reminded me, or I'm sorry, the one had it read it. When we're listening to this, it really reminded me of my sister, and I thought it was really cute the way it was written. You and I both need to make people laugh more, Deb, and smile. That's the reason that most poets are put on the earth, I think. So anyway, that's what I got to say about this one. I thought this was really neat. Brought back some
comment.
Memories.
Yeah. And Wayne? Mr. Wayne Jett, you still here?
Yeah, I was talking to you, Button. I say life is short, and you keep on smiling. You look better when it's time, to go. As I get older, I become less serious, more childlike, like a four-year-old. I would have jumped in the puddle, too. A great storyline here. I say keep on smiling. Life is cool. Wonderful read, and I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Gerald. And I can't remember that thing, that song they sing, Keep On Smiling. I can't remember who sung it now. It's a real popular song back about 20 years ago. But it's a poem.
Fabulous comment. And before I tell everybody what's coming up in the days ahead, we have one more poem on the board by Heavenly Angel. And It is right above my sweet saying goodnight. Goodnight. Oops. My fingernails are getting too long, and they keep typing their own keys. But on that note, we read for Heavenly Angel. Her poem is called Outshines the Sun, and it is a gold-winning poem. Here we go. If we had not ever come together, you and me, I'd still be frozen in a sea of love, just another lonely glacier drifting aimlessly. As I gaze unto these cloudless skies above, the warmth of your caress vastly dwarfs the brilliant butter-yellow sun. Streaks of baby blue highlight the shore. You are all and everything true love could bring. The beauty of your love, like a million tiny gold sun, just takes my breath away. My pulse quickens to your every touch. Each beat of my heart says you are for me, the only one. Continue to do what only you can. As hypnotized by your charms, I shall always be. End poem. Aww.
Wow.
She is definitely our queen of romance. You can always count on her to have us at the end saying, aw, or wow, or feel. Yeah, and I mean, if you can't write poetry and make someone feel, you know, maybe you should try something else. But mm-hmm. She always does. And it was my honor to be the reader for this beautiful masterpiece. Thank you so much, Angel, Heavenly Angel. Let me get you a couple comments here. Wayne?
Yes, this is a lovely romantic poem, and she gave meaning to the picture. The picture is a nice romantic picture, too. Put the flowers together and everything together kind of came out real well. All I could do is sit back when she's reading it, when he was reading Ty. It's such a lovely poem. It's just a great, another romantic poem she wrote that's perfect. Great job.
awesome comment. And David, the last comment of the night goes to you.
Well, any man that has Angel for a girlfriend or a wife is a lucky guy, because there's a lot of truth that comes through in her poetry, and I firmly believe that she means every syllable of what she writes about whomever she's thinking about. And she is our romance queen. You know, we got the Dark Mother and a lot of other entities now, and so Angel is the queen of romance, and maybe I'll have to have a talk with the Dark Mother about that. Maybe we'll spin up another story about Angel and the Dark Mother and all that stuff. But I don't know what you think about that. But anyway, this is a beautiful poem, and it trails off the evening with our group just perfect. You know, it leaves everybody feeling good about things and smiling, and that's the way we should be doing it. So beautiful.
And after such a beautifully brilliant comment, I have to say my apologies to my big brother, because I didn't have him comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better. You want to comment for Angel?
I just got a couple things. Butter Sun, a Butter Sun, Butter Yellowed Sun. That was great. Maybe my mouth water. It's like a Butter Sun, Butter Daughters too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa.
Makes you hungry, Adam.
Butter Sun. I loved it.
Yeah.
And we all know everything's better with butter.
And they're all good, and they're all gold, aren't they? Aren't they just all gold? Open our Hallmark book, and there she is.
Yeah, I bet you there is a picture of her next to romantic Hallmarks. Just saying. But okay.
Yeah.
Now let's see.
Should be. She should have her own section. She should have her own section of cards in the next office.
Tomorrow night, we have The Forgotten Realms, which is from Dungeons and Dragons, and that's with Sky Darkholm. And her start time is not listed, but it's usually between 8 and 9, depending on her schedule. And she's been educating everyone on Dungeons and Dragons, and no matter how good any of us get, we cannot touch the work of Stephen 7-6, because he, like Sky, is a big Dungeons and Dragons fan, and he writes so skillfully and elaborately that you can't touch it, but that's tomorrow night. And then Wednesday night at 9, we have the annual Anzac Day show from Australia with A.P. Taylor. And if you click on his board, you will find some really clever art by some of the students around Australia. And they have put what they see as the honors and the symbols of that patriotic day. And it's really sweet to see that they sit down. And I thought it was pretty profound that they sit down to do this to help teach the children the difference between celebrating the day and commemorating the day, because it's not exactly a happy day. So I think that that's brilliant, commemorating the day. But it's always a good show. It's always deeply patriotic, whether it's, you know, whichever angle is approached. If I remember correctly, the poems last year were so unbelievable that AP was extremely touched, so we're going to have to put our heads together and see if we can't out-impress him with what we come up with this year. Just saying. And then on Thursday, as Sweet mentioned, at 10 is her Open Darkness. And then, Hatter, you want to talk about Friday?
Friday, Strange World would be going over some things around us, unanswered, unexplainable things, but we'll also have our regular AI, artificial intelligence update, where we're at in this highly motivated political thing. Hopefully we survive it. So if you're not interested in it, good for you, but if you haven't figured it out yet, it's sort of scary, the scenarios with artificial intelligence, how fast it's moving. So we'll be going over some of the things, the technology and advancements and the scary scenarios.
That's what I've been saying for years.
Yeah. Okay, and that is at 9 o'clock on Friday night. And then on Saturday, AP will be back with his weekly open poetry show, also 9 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Oz time. And we are off Sunday, and I have a couple things I have to do as soon as my show ends, and then I will post next week's color, which will be red. You guys have been blowing me away with all your amazing poetry for this color series, and we are down to the last couple of colors, and as I said, looking forward to seeing what you do with red. And on that note, I want to again thank our sponsor, A.B. Taylor, our board, which along with myself is my big brother Hatter and the beautiful Sweet Pea, and our sponsor A.P. Taylor. And I want to thank Angel and Titus and Gerald and David and Irish Rose and Mr. Wayne Dent. I appreciate you all, the poetry, the creativity, and most especially just for being who you are and making my show brilliant, making me smile or cry or feel what's important. So on that note, I think that we will go out with another masterpiece by none other than Mr. Dave Prophet, because I do happen to have a couple things that he sent me in my studio, and I figure they're just sitting there getting cobwebs on them. So we are going to go out with one of those. And they are instrumental, and they are gorgeous. And thank you, Mr. David Prophet. And
you're welcome.
Where it is? There it is. Okay. Let's go out with me and Blondie. Love and respect, everyone. piece of music that David Prophet wrote and played, and appreciate that. Great composition, David.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you very much. I've got some more coming.
Cool. And
yeah.
What do I have? I have in here, I have, I think, High Hopes we did last week. I also have High Heels. Oh, no, we did Songs of Veils last week. I don't know. And I also have Vampire Queen. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 David Prophet masterpieces in my studio. Just saying. But on that note, I am out of here, guys. Thank you, Hatter. Thank you, David. Thank you, everyone. Love and respect.
Oh, it's a great show.
Tomorrow.
See ya. Good night.